He made. He should have went to the Chacham through Matan Neder.
Oh, I was just saying, he didn't.
He did it. It was too much of an ego thing that he couldn't humble himself to go to someone else.
Because it was a shayfas.
Whatever it was. So okay, that's not. But over here is a synagogue. Over here, the person over here has animals. There's black and whites, and therefore he never for some reason it never dawned upon him that maybe the white animal would come out first. Had he known that there are white animals in his flock, he would have said, "Good, whatever comes out first, let the white one." The Iker Kavanu was the first animal that comes forth should be Hegdish. And, but I said black, and a white came out. So let the white one. Hegdish b'toros havi Hegdish. This is Toisvis' first pshat in the Mishnah. Vaitin and Toisvis, for Istam Farshi. We want to welcome to the Beis Medrash, Shlomi Rabinowitz. Come on down. You're the next contestant on the Daf.
Hilker to Utsa.
That's right. Spin that wheel. Spin that wheel with all your kayak. You know what's behind the curtain? Weiter. It's Parashas Truma. Parashas Truma. We have curtains this week. Weiter. The Yiriyas HaMishkan. The Eistim Mefarshe. Taisvis. We learned that from Lamed Aleph. Loi Mitin Aleph. You ever hear that before? Loi Mitin Aleph. Okay, Lamed Aleph. Omud Aleph. We're learning over here, Taisvis, the is the Mefarshay. What about Hektish Betos, Machlekis Beshamai Besil, Hektish Betos, Havi the Shlavish, Beshamayos, Hektish Betos, Havi Hektish. Taisvis' first pshat in the mission is the person has animals in his corral, and he makes a statement, I want the first black animal that comes forth should be Hektish. And what comes forth? A white animal. So we're assuming, what is the toast? He thought, for whatever reason, that he doesn't have white animals, or he thought that the black animals are more aggressive, they would come out for black animals matter. What came out first? A white animal came out first. Hegdish b'tos, have hegdish. Nu nishkeferloch. The Iker Kavanu was whatever comes out first. If a white animal came out first, good enough. This is Shitas Beshamai Lufi Taisvis' first interpretation. Vaitin Taisvis, the Istim Mefarshe. Okay, it's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 lines after it gets white in Taisvis. Istim Mefarshe. The Shor Shocha Shiyotzer Achar Halavim Kadosh. So over here, the halach is in a chanam. If a white animal comes, the first black animal after the white. In other words, in a chanam. Let's say the white animal comes out first. In a chanam, the white animal is chulin. He said the first black animal. There is a toast. What is the toast? Let's see how he explains this. There has to be a toast. The case of the Mishnah by definition is toast. The Istim Farshe, the Shor, Shochar, Shiyetze, Achar, Halavon, Kadosh. V'yafal Gav, Deloy, Nofak, Rishoy, Minabayis. He's not the first. So in other words, the dilemma here in Taisvis is...
So what's the difference between that? Yeah.
The dilemma is, what is the Tohos? Is the Tohos black and white? Or is the Tohos Rishon versus Sheni? That's the Tohos. According to Taisvis' first pshat, the Iker is the Rishon. But I said black, and what came out first is white. That's the Tohos. The Tohos is focusing on black and white. According to Toys, is the
black
second.
The
white is the toast.
Why
the
can't
white
you say both?
Right,
the black and comes first. Why can't you say both? Black and should come out first.
But it didn't. That's not what happened.
Right.
The Metzius was, he said.
That the white came out first.
He said, the first black animal shall be Hegdish.
Yeah.
What happened? A white animal came out first.
That's correct.
So
it wasn't the first black one. That's Toys' second shot.
Second shot.
It was the first black animal.
Oh, so Toys' second first shot is that when he said black, that's not a toll. When he said black, no. Black is black. You don't walk into a shul wearing a white hat in a black neighborhood. Black. It's black.
Rabbi.
You go into a shul in Flatbush. You ever see a chassid come into a shul with a white strimal?
Yes.
Purim. I don't know.
No.
All year round. White.
Yeah.
In Eretz Yisrael.
No. There's somebody here who lives in Flatbush.
Who's over here? I know you're talking about.
Rabbi Tzinyu Shalaim. Next. Okay.
Black is black. What's the toast? The Torah is Rishon. I said, the first animal. It can't be because the first animal was white.
He said first black animal.
First black animal. So therefore we have to adjust. We have to loosely interpret the word first. Doesn't mean first, 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 first. It means the first of the black. So I may have a whole procession
of, the black, okay.
of 10, of 20 white animals. And then finally the black animals wake up.
That doesn't sound like a
toast. Oh, that's Tosis. That's the toast. He said the first. It's the second shot. He said, you cannot deny, he said, the first black. One of those two words.
The first black doesn't sound like the first animal which will be black. He said the first black. It could be the tenth animal.
Then he should have said the first of the black. He left out a word. The Gemara is going to say this. The first of the black. He didn't say of. He said the first black. What happened to the word of? The Gemara is going to say that. So,
why do you need the word of?
Because
why do you need the word of? Just the first black animal. The white came out first, not the first black.
That's not where we talk. That's not where we talk. There's something incorrect about in the language. The MLA handbook on English grammar does not accept that to be a valid expression. If the person said the first black, first is first. The first of the black. It's animal number 27.
In other words, you said the first comma black.
Fine. However you want to go say it. So there we have to establish
don't
here
use
in the Mishnah.
Word black. That's very racist.
We have to establish here. We have to establish here a mistake. The title of this parak is Hegdish Betos. Havi Hegdish? Olay Havi Hegdish. There must be a misodif. What is the tos? Is the tos the word first? Or is the tos black? We have to define the tos. A tos. In this country, the tos is black.
Okay.
Black is only three-fifths of a person. Weiter. So weiter noch so different. Noch mal the tos. The erste Befarsh. There are those that explain. The shor shachor sheyetze achar halavan kodesh. Even though maybe number 27, why? The af al gav dle nofak rishon min abayis. Umayri sheyotze rishon min abayis l'shor shavarim shachorim. It's the first. Umayri sheyotze rishon min abayis l'shor shavarim shachorim. But they were white that came out first. Uvimor afarish. Okay, so therefore, this is a machloikis. This is a yesoi to keep in mind. This is a machloikis. To mahalchim to fataych. What exactly is the toos? What is the toos? Is the toos the white and the nafgamina is which animal is going to be kodesh? According to Tosfos's first interpretation, the white animal that came out first has kedusha, but the first black animal does not have kedusha. According to Tosfos' second interpretation, the first of the black half kedusha, but the white has no kedusha. The major nafkamina lahalacha in dealing with the whites and the blacks. Okay, if you know the sugya, you could fully understand what's going on in America.
If you, nee.
You'll understand what the Civil War was all about.
Nee.
The Civil War was all about the North and the South in the two mahalchim and Tosfos. Okay, the North, they learned the one Mahalchan Tais, the black, and that's why there was a civil war. In Shemayim, they... What?
Where's Abraham Lincoln? He freed all the slaves, no?
When's his yard side, Abraham Lincoln? Maybe tonight's his yard side. That's what we're learning this Gemara over here. Maybe tonight is his yard side. The Chavetz Chaim says the reason why they freed the slaves is because... The Chavetz Chaim said the reason why we don't have slaves is because we don't deserve them. Because Be'etzem, the godless of Adam, a great person, Torah says they're slaves.
Yeah.
Is you deserving, a person should serve you. But Niskadnu Hadoros, man has the moral climate of society has declined
this?
To such a degree, man does not deserve that another
where
man
does he
should
write
serve
this?
Him. I don't know where he writes this. But at least we had animals. We had animals that served man. Then what happened? Came the 20th century. We don't deserve, even animals should serve us. No more horses, cars. A car, electronics.
The Chofetz Chaim also says that, but that
now
no,
we don't even do, we have dri- now we don't even have that. Driverless cars. We've gone to a lower madrega. A lower madrega. Niskad mothers.
Artificial intelligence will ever come into the base manish?
It's already in the base manish. It's already here.
They learn attack, Rabban gives Shirim, computers give Shirim and everything.
Chat GTP. Chat GTP. You ever go to Chat GTP? Ask it any question in the world. GTP? GPT?
GPT.
Can
a chat
bot
GPT give a
Shir? It can. Ask it in the Gemara. It gives very good answers.
Nay.
It knows everything.
Nay.
But there's no connection. There's no.
Artificial intelligence. They're racist. They're woke. The artificial Chat GPT is woke. Weiter.
Nee.
Also, Meshuggah. Weiter. Reishis Chochma Yiras Hashem. Can you teach a robot Yiras Hashem? Impossible. Impossible.
Hashem is the guy who created them.
Without Yiras Hashem, there's no Chochma. Artificial intelligence is garnished because what's artificial intelligence? Chochma, reishis chochma yiras Hashem. If you cannot teach a robot yiras Hashem, memela, it's not shaykh for it to have chochma. Weiter. Ubeis Hillel. Okay, but now we go weiter in the Mishnah.
You don't want to finish the Taisus.
No, we didn't do that part of the Mishnah yet.
I got it.
Next halacha in the Mishnah.
Oh, yeah.
And Basil says, when Basil says Eina Kadosh, basically it means none of the animals. None of the animals are Kadosh. Yiftach would have, none of the animals are Kadosh. Zero. Because it's either, because according to Beis Shammai, it will feed the two Behem Halchim and Toys, it's going to be the first animal, the white animal, it's going to be the first black animal.
Right.
According to Beis Hillel, nothing. Nothing. Since it did not work out according to his plan, he said, I want
the first black
to be kadosh, and what came out first was a white. So it's not the first. It's not black. Memela, none of the animals.
And
Basil
doesn't
learn
this. The first of the
no,
black.
No, he hegdish the toys loy shmehegdish. According to Basil, none of the animals have kedusha. Yeah. Now we go to case number two. Dinar zahav. Okay, next case. Dinar zahav. Shayala biyadi rishon, the first gold coin that comes up in my hand, hare zehegdish. I'm putting my hand in my pocket. I'm going to take out a gold coin, and the first gold coin that comes out, same exact idea
yeah.
That comes up should be hegdish. The olah shel kesef, and what comes up in my hand? Silver. Silver comes up. Same exact thing. So be shamai oimrim hegdish. Okay, very good. So you're right, Shlomi. You have a brilliant mind.
But like it says, the first dinner, comma, which will come up in my hand first. The first gold dinner.
The first gold, comma, dinar.
No, the gold dinner, comma, which will come up in my hand first.
He turned off his video. When you turn off your video, so it displays your name. Like if you had what and we put your name, whatever put you what name you want to put, you could even Hebrew if you want to put in. You can put in Arizal. And then when you turn off the video, see I can turn off the video, see I click over here, see look, you see? Video goes off. I have an E. I turn on the video, picture goes on, see the same thing. Weiter. Okay, weiter. Dinar Rishon Nachma. So Dinar Zav Shayala Biyadi Rishon Hareza Hegdish. Va'ala Shal Kesef. What's Allah? Beshamai Oimrim Hegdish. The Zel Bazach. What's Hegdish? Same Achloikis.
Why do you have to say both cases? The Gemara will say?
Yeah. It's a typical Gemara kash. See, you think like the Gemara. Yeah. You think like the Gemara. You have artificial intelligence.
Beshil Oimrim and Hegdish.
Okay. So Beshamai Oimrim and Hegdish. Beshil Oimrim and Hegdish. Next. Case number three. Also shall shemen. You put your hand into the box to take out a chavish al yayin, it's purim. L'chaim. And you go and you put into the refrigerator. What do you take out? Coca-Cola. It's nishtazel bezach. Shemen comes up.
Are you sure Coca-Cola or only shemen?
Shemen. Shemen. It's a shemen.
It doesn't say Coca-Cola.
Okay, shemen comes up.
Maybe it's different kind of a drink. I don't know.
Comes up shemen. Beishamai oimim hegdish u beishil oimim ein hegdish. Nu, let's see. Beishamai oimim hegdish v'chulu. What's the lomnis? Before we get into the tshrichasa, what's the lomnis? Why taka does Beishamai hold that when a person made a mistake? There are two different halachim in the Gemara. Either the mistake is the word lavan, or shem, black and white,
right,
or the mistake is reshine and not reshine. But manavsho, whatever you want to, whatever you want to pin,
meant the first.
Whatever you want to pin the mistake on, what's the makar? My tamad beshamai, and for the Gemara, the alfin and tchilas hegdish misayf hegdish, beautiful Gemara. The Gemara we learn out the din of the hegdish betos is merdik yisoid from tamura. What is the yisoid of tamura? Okay, what is the yisoid of tamura? Okay, what is the yisoid of tamura? Tamura is called soif hegdish. What do you do when you do tamura? You have animal number one, animal number two, and you make a declaration that I want to transfer the kedusha from animal number one, which is kodesh, to animal number two, which is chol. You have two animals in front of you. One animal is kodesh, one is chol. We call it the source and the target. I want to transfer the sanctity of the source, animal number one, which is hegdish, animal number two, which is chol. That is a violation, an outright violation of Torah law. Lo yachali fenu v'lo yomir o yisoy toy b'rai rabbi toy v'im homer yomir o yisoy v'hoyu hu u t'mura so yeh kodesh. Both animals are kodesh.
Yeah, why?
So, gzeres hakasef.
Say it again, t'mura. That example, that one?
I have two animals.
Yeah.
I have an animal of kodesh.
Yeah.
And I am standing next to an animal of choyl.
Yeah.
And I make a declaration. I want to exchange the sanctity of animal A onto animal two.
Yeah.
I want to make it's a sin. You're not allowed to do that. A chayav person is chayav malchus.
So it's a knas?
It's lomdus. Is it a knas? What is it exactly? I don't know. There's a whole lomdus.
So
you must have to tamura.
So both of them.
So the bottom line is
anything,
you can't, and you get malchus. The person gets malchus. He gets malchus, and both.
This Adam, that's right. Yeah.
And both animals.
Hey, one second. He didn't do a dibor.
It's an exception to the rule. Because you're right. It's a good kasha. The Gemara talks about it. Both animals.
You need Eidem Asra.
Yeah. Both animals have sanctity. Now, the tamura, the animal that gets kedusha, it's called soif hegdish. This is a term. I know learning with you is such a chana because you'll never forget this your whole life. Your bar sitchen ma tiba bar chashim li ein hara is. Tamura is called soif hegdish.
Okay.
I can meet you now in 80 years from now, and I can ask you what is tamura called, and he'll tell me soif hegdish. He'll remember.
Why is it called? Why is it called soif?
He tells
hegdish?
Me things I did 10 years ago. What?
Why is it called soif hegdish?
Gemara says it. Look at the Gemara because it's soif. It's not original.
No.
It's secondary. Mm-hmm. It does not have its own source. Mm-hmm. I did not make this animal hegdish initially. I tried to make this hegdish by transferring sanctity from somewhere else onto this animal. And Echanam, you're saying Murdi Gevart. You're saying over here that from the fact that it says that it's called Soif Hegdish, it's mashm, that the Kedusha indeed is derived. In other words, the Lom Shechakira. This is a sugya in Mesech Tamura. Go to Brisk. In Brisk, they learn Kachem. They learn Kachem in Brisk. Ask them in Brisk. Go to Yeshiva's Brisk. When you have a Tamura, when the Torah says, Vayahu utmuraso yakodesh, is the Tamura a Naya Kedusha? It's like he said, Harezu Kodesh? Or do we say, Taka? It worked. The Kedusha, you try to transfer the Kedusha from A to B. B's Kedusha is derived from A. Or do we say it doesn't work? And as a kenas, there's a naya kedusha on animal B. You hear the hakira?
I understand, but kenas would be moedim, kenas pater, and all that kind of stuff.
Okay, so it's not kenas mamish, but what's the lomdus? What's the lomdus? Chaim Soloveitchik.
You say the lomdus is that it works, but like you said, there's a kenas that the first animal.
The second animal. The second, the
first animal, it works. That means the second animal gets the tamura from the first animal. The second animal becomes Kaidish.
And the first
animal?
And what? And it's a new Kedusha or an old Kedusha? I didn't say it like that. That's another way you can look at it. I didn't even want to say, I want to talk on the second. I want to look at the second. Forget about the first animal. The second animal. When the second animal gets Kedusha, how do you learn that it gets Kedusha? Is it getting its Kedusha because it was transferred? Or no? Ridiculous. You can't transfer. There's no such thing as transferring.
Yeah. It's like a fire. You can't transfer,
it. The animal number one, what you did, the etzem, is gonched. Animal one is kodesh, animal two is chum. What you said is, because you tried to do it, the Torah comes, oh, you tried to do it, you know what? We're going to make believe you said an animal number two, hare zu kodesh. It's a naya kedusha.
Or,
no, what you did works. It works.
Like a match. When you light something new, the old one doesn't go out.
Right. But animal number two, enochinami, it derived its sanctity from animal number one. From
nafkamina?
I don't know. I don't know the nafkamina. Okay, I don't know. Here. But over here, the terminology of the Gemara is mashma, that it worked. It's derived. Because we're calling animal number two soif hegdish, which means that it's not original. We're trying to compare the case of hegdish b'tois, when you makdish hegdish by mistake, to tumura. And the terminology that we use by tumura, we call it soif hegdish. What do you mean soif hegdish? If you're telling me that when a person makes a tumura, it doesn't work, it's total nonsense. Harezu tumura zu. Sir, you can't do that. But because you try to do what you're not allowed to go do, we're going to punish you, and we're going to make animal number two hegdish. It's as if you said hare zu hegdish.
It only works by hegdish, doesn't work by anything else. Gzeris,
where else should it work?
Let's say the guy says, I'm selling you this animal. And then he says, whatever animal comes out of my house next, it's also going to be sold to you.
Mekach tos, you don't say that, because by business, you don't say, there's no such thing. Good kasha. Business, you got to sign the dotted line. There's a lot.
We have a question always, when you sell land, does it come with the stuff that's on the land? It depends.
But there, at least you're selling subbing. Tovus hana. Okay, you're saying good. Yes, you asked a lot of good questions. There, at least the truth is, over here, you're in a completely different frame of mind. You're in the frame of mind of giving to the Beis HaMikdash. I'm giving. I'm a giver. So the question over here is, so it turns out you made a mistake. No, I made a mistake. Let anyway. No, I wanted to give a donation. So no, I gave this animal, that animal. What difference does it make? I wanted to give a donation. It's a different frame of mind. Anyway, let's go back over here to what it says over here in the Gemara. The Gemara over here calls Tamura Soif Hegdish. Okay, the terminology of you calling it Soif Hegdish seems to indicate is that the sanctity that the animal is getting, the Tamura, is derived.
Yeah.
It's like what you did works. It worked. You lit a match. You lit one candle from another candle. Itaka. You did not light a match. I'm sorry. You did not light a match. Because if you lit a match to light candle number two, you would not call it soif. It's tequila. How did you light the first candle? You lit a match. I lit another match. But no, you didn't light a match. You lit candle number two from candle number one. Okay, fine. So Bobby says, we compare it to misoif hegdish. Ma tamura afilu betos. Af hegdish afilu betos. Now, what is the tos of tamura? The Mordi Gavart. Tos of tamura is, if I have...
Another example. If I won't have any hanoah from you.
Im chomer...
There's
a gezerah. We have a special pasuk by tamura. Rashi will say the pasuk. That if I have sitting next to me two animals, it's dark. I wanted to make a tour from black animal A to black animal B. I have two black animals in my pen. I want to make a tamura from black animal A to black animal B. And guess what? It's dark. And I didn't see what I was doing. And I put the two next to each other. And it turns out that I did harezu tamura zu. It was the white animal. I didn't want to do the white animal. I wanted to make the tamura into the black animal. And by mistake, I didn't pay attention. I made a tamura onto the white animal. What is the halacha? You did a tamura bitos. So the halacha is, it's a tamura. All the laws apply, no exception. He's chayiv malkos, v'yehu'u tamuros yeh kodesh. All good zachin apply. Why? Gzeres hakosav. There's a special drasha, which is marbe, tamura bitos, have tamura. Now, we're going to say, Mamotzinu, that our case of Hegdish is the Zelbazach. When the Torah was Megale by Tamura, which we're calling now Soif Hegdish, that is a din of Hegdish, B'toros Havi Hegdish, this is a Binyanav, L'chol Torah Kula. every other Hecha Timsa where you're going to have Hegdash Bito is going to be good Hegdash. That's it. So Moria says, Ma, Tumura Afilu Bitos Havi Hegdash, Afilu Bitos. Oh, so Gval Goraya. So what now is Beis Hillel going to do with this Pasuk? So what about Beis Hillel? Beis Hillel says, no. No, Hagufa, it's not called Soif Hegdish for nothing. Because Soif Hegdish is easy. It's like the big red button they put on your desk, the easy button you buy, the Staples button, the easy button for $5.
That was easy.
Okay, very good. You remember the commercial. Very good. Commercials you remember. Remember the DAF? Okay. It's Soif Hegdish is easy because in the Welt there already exists this Kedusha. It's just lighting one candle from another candle. One air from another air. No, you made a mistake. No, made a mistake. So what? It's contagious. It's contagious. It travels. Well, if you don't watch out, you're in trouble because the fire is lit. It's going. No, I wanted the black animal went to the white animal. No, a mistake. But to light a new match, how many times when you say Shabbos when you light the after, how many matches do you go through to get one to work? They want to work. Get a bad box, right? It doesn't go so easy. Okay. Oh, to light a naya match, hey, not so easy. It's a toast. Forget it. You can't compare Soif Hegdish to Tchilas Hegdish. This is Beis Hillel. Okay, weiter. Means to bring down, to establish. Good. Next kasha. What happened if a person would say, I want to make a tamura? We make another analogy. Okay, there's a lot of lumness over here. A person who wants to say, I want to make a tamura, but I don't want the tmur to be chal until the middle of the day, until 12 o'clock, a tanai, in the tmur. I have two animals, my source, my target, and I make a tanai. I harezu tachazu at 12 o'clock, not a minute before 12 o'clock. I want to put into motion when the chalois tmur will be chal. Can you do that? Of course you can do that. You can do that. So if a person says, I want the black animal to be a tamura, and then you did not realize that when you said the black animal, there was really a white animal in its place, why is that different than stipulating when the tamura should be chal? That's the Gemara's kasha. So the I want this to be a tamura, tachazel lechatzioim, halfway during the day. Mi have you tamura mehishayit? Of course not. El ademotzi chatzayoim, who do have you tamura? Hochinami, lichi migalia milsa. If I said I want the black animal, in other words, the Gemara is coming to challenge the entire premise. The Gemara is saying, what are you talking about? You tell me that mad when it comes to tamura, a tamura betos is going to be. You, the Gemara is trying to challenge the whole din of tamura. Let's see the Rashi. Maybe I'm not saying it right. Let's see over here Rashi. Rashi Dibur Maschil. What does Rashi say? Look at this. The first Rashi. Hachinami gabe hegdish loyluchim megalia milsa v'yatsa shachar techilu lahavi kadosh v'loy. Okay, so I didn't say it correctly. The Gemara is saying that it's not a good match.
Which first Rashi?
On the page, three lines on the very top of the page. Gemara, Hachanami Gabi Hegdish Loi Megalia Milsa. So the Gemara is not coming to challenge Tumur. The Gemara is saying that the case of Hegdish, our case of Lovan and Shachar, is not equivalent to the case of Tumura. In the case of Tumura, it's a simple case. You wanted to make a tamura from black to black. And it turns out the white animal got in your way. It was black to white. Okay, Enochanami. There's a Gezeris HaKosov that tells us V'hayuchu u'tumurasi yekodesh, even though the tamura was a mistake, it works. It's a tamura. But our case of black black, our case of black and white, whichever one will come out of the corral, I want the black first that comes out should be Hegdish. And comes out now a white. That's not equivalent to the classic case of Tamura Bitaos. That would be equivalent to a case of Tamura where you would say, I want Zu Tacha Zu at 12 o'clock in the afternoon. And then the law is, what? And then the law is, that's not called Tamura Bitaos. That's not called Tamura Bitaos. Tamura Bitaos is Zu Tacha Zu. And I happen to think that this was black and it turns out that it's white. Or I said, I want this white animal, this black animal to be a tamura. And then I look, this animal is not black, it's white. Okay, Gzeres HaKosov, it's a tamura. But you cannot compare our Mishnah to that case. Our Mishnah is where a person says, okay, we have a pen of animals. And I open up the door and I make a declaration. First black Hegdish. First comma black is Hegdish. And then we wait. And what comes out first? A white animal comes out first. That case is not equivalent to the person saying, Zu, Tumura Zu, this black, Tachas this black, and I look, Oy Gewalt, this is white. There, it's direct. I'm making the tamura now, at this moment. And what do I have? I thought I have in my place, the placeholder is black, and it turns out that it's white. Okay? Gzeres HaKosov, it works, even though it was a mistake. But the mistake of our Mishnah is different. I don't know how you want to say it exactly. It's different because it's not immediate. Certainly, if you'll dig deep into the Rishon, you'll find different ways to explain the Gemara. Rashi felt necessary to explain. He does explain a little bit. But he's saying over here, it's not immediate. It's not an immediate. It's something has to happen later on. I set up conditions. And if you want to make an analogy to the case of our mission, the case of Tamura, the analogy would be, I want to make a Tamura, but I want the Tamura to be Chal at 12 o'clock. So then whatever you say goes. I said I want the animal, I want black first to be Hegdish. It's not black first, so it's not Hegdish. Don't go tell me, oh, but by Tamura, a Taos works. No, a Taos works by Tamura in a very limited case. And this is not equivalent. That's how what the Gemara is kash. Ulebe Shammai. What are you talking about? The Gemara is my time with the Beis Shammai. We learn it out from Soif Hegdish. Soif Hegdish is a code word for Tamura. And by Soif Hegdish is Gzeres HaKosov that Hegdish Betos says works. So what? It's not equivalent. Ulebe Shammai. Ma ilu amahareza tachaze. Lechatia mihavia Tamura. Mehi shaita. It's not. If I say I don't want it to be chal until 12 o'clock, it's not chal. Ad. Ela admati chatzi ayoyim who to have a tamura. Hochi nami. Here also, when a person said, "I want black first," it comes out to be hegdish. Hochi nami luchim egali milsa. Good kasha. Rabbi Shulz of Lobel. You hear the kasha?
I was a little drifting.
Okay, well, you see the answer. The answer. I'm not papa. A papa. A papa always was the one that sponsored the siyum.
Me.
I'm not papa. When our papa comes, food comes. The Aseres, the 10 sons of our papa are Kineged, the Aseres B'nei Haman. You know who says that? I think Chassam Sofer. There's a lot of Torah on that. There are 10 sons of Haman, and our papa had 10 sons. And our papa's Simchas HaTorah was the antidote to the riches of the Aseres B'nei Haman. That's why Purim's Layinu Esa Oira.
How many years did they live apart? What was the difference in
each? Oira Zutaira. How many years live apart? About at least 600 years. At least.
And there were...
At least 600 years. They, because the Bayesheni was 420. And Haman happened about 50 years before the Bayesheni.
What's Shaya to say that point?
It's a Kabbalistic concept. This is not my voice. This is not my Purim Torah. This is real Torah. There's real stuff on this. This in all of the Svarim. In all of the Svarim that are on a Sim HaMasechta, and they darshan the Nusach of the Nusach, Hadin Allah Masechta, so and so, Vedatachalan, Hadin Allah, Lonis Nashmech, Lonis Ashah, Chanina Pop, Rabba Pop, Rabba, they darshan, you're always going to see this Vart. This is one of the classic Yesodis. Aseres Ben Haman, and there are 10 sons of Rabba Papa.
But the Gemara,
in every generation there are Aseres, Bnei Haman, that are trying to make trouble for us.
The ten people that the Nuremberg trial.
Exactly, it's a proven point. In every generation, b'choldor v'dor oimdim aleinu. That's why the letters, those two, the big letters.
10 Nazis, and the 11th one committed suicide. And he was a cross-dresser.
Purim.
That corresponds Zeresh. And that's not my vote.
Purim Fest.
Purim Fest,
1947.
No, I'm sorry, 1947.
In every generation, there are Meshugayim, Rishoyim, Yimachshman, Vizichram. They're trying to make trouble. The antidote is La Yehudim Hoysa Oira, Oira Zut Oira. Aseris, the Simchas HaTorah is the antidote to the Tzaris. Memela, the Aseris B'nei Papa, the Chashivos is Kineged.
This is famous,
I think it's Chassam Sofer says this.
It's Machlaik, is a three-way Machlaik, how many children Haman had.
300 children.
Yeah, so
These were the ones who signed on the sitna, on the letter of accusation. These are Aseres Ben Haman responsible for this halt.
Oh, you mean to halt?
Stop order of rebuilding the Beis HaMikdash.
But the time of Koresh.
They signed on the
time
sitna.
Time of Koresh.
These are the ones who signed.
Okay, yeah, that's what it says. Yeah.
The Chassam Sofer says, if you want to plagiarize my Torah, and take my Torah and say it in your name, Gezun to hate. One thing I ask of you, my Talmidim, don't say your Torah in my name. You ever heard that before? The Chassam Sofer says that you want to play in it. Right. Amar Papa. Rapapa says, L'kachnem ha-rishon. That's why it says rishon. So Rapapa comes to answer the kash. That's why it says rishon. L'chashayetze rishon. Oh, so now we're getting over here involved in the two different.
Okay.
Now we're getting very complicated in the two different mahalchim in Taisvis. So what is the answer? That's why he said Rishon. L'chashayetze Rishon. Now what does that mean? Let's see, go to Rashi. Rashi says, L'kachnem ha-rishon. Now we're going to get, there's no Tais on this. That's why we're going to get very confusing over here. It's going to get very confusing because Rashi's going to go back and going to vacillate between these two mahalchim as well. There's no Tais on this. Rashi, go to Rashi. L'kachnem ha-rishon. T'yachi kamar. Shachor, Rishon.
Which is Rashi?
Rashi, two lines down after it gets narrow. Two lines down after it gets narrow. Lekach nema Rishon, d'hachi kamar, Shachor, Rishon, Sheyetze, Yehei Hegdish. The first black that comes out shall be Hegdish, the Mashma, the Isle Shvarim Shachorim Harbe, I have many of them. V'alayu, Samcha, Daite, I'm only thinking about the black. Tahachi Amar Shor Shachar Lichayetze Rishon Mishor Shavadim Shachayin Yehei Hegdish Ushriyotza Shachar Achar Halavan Harayotza Rishon Lishor Shvarim Shachayim. In other words, we're going out of here like the second interpretation in Tosfos. Okay, Rashi. By the way, when the Gemara ends, the Rashi goes the other mahalach in the Gemara as well. But right now, Rashi's first interpretation is equivalent to the second interpretation of Tosfos. And what is the Taos? The Taos is Rishon and Acharon. Ani Rishon v'ani Acharon, mivaladai in Elokim. Okay? Rishon and Acharon. Reishis goyim amolek.
Me.
So what's the Taos again?
The Taos is Rishon and Acharon. Okay, Rishon and Acharon. Black, the first comma black animal. So the toes over here is it's not gonna. When you said Rishon, you really meant it is gonna be the very very first. No, you really mean the first of the black. Even though the Rishon has a little bit of a connotation that it's going to be the first. No, the first that came out was white. Oh, but it's not the first. That's the we have to define the toos. What exactly is the mistake?
You don't want to put back on the video.
What?
The video. No.
No, it's up to him. Sometimes privacy. So what is the reshine? When this person says first black, so the simple translation is the very, very first. So the toas here, it's not the very, very first. We're going to have to reinterpret the word first to mean the first of the black. That's the toas. So along comes the Gemara. The Gemara says, "Oh, but it's not equivalent. It's not equivalent to the case of Nazir, the case of Tamura." So Nachmol the Rashi. Rashi is very. It's mamish eggshells here. It's a very hard Gemara. Very delicate. How the shakl of Itaria. Lekachnem. I look at Rashi. Lekachnem a Rishon. The Yachi Kamar Shachor Rishon. When he said Rishon, he meant to say the first of the black, not first. That's really the toast. Sheyetsa yeikur hegdish demashma the isle shvarim shachorim harbe. I have a lot of blacks. The word Rishon is not coming the first of all of the animals. The word Rishon is only coming to modify the black animals. The subject of the word Rishon are the black animals. V'alayus samchadaydei. The Yachi Amar Shor Shachar L'Chayetzer Rishon M'Shor Shvarim M'Shachar M'Yei Hegdish U'Chayetzer Shachar Achar Lavan Hare Yatzor Rishon L'Shor Shvarim. And here's the Galia Milsa De'Alei Kamar V'Loi Alavan. It's revealed that he was referring to the blacks and not the white. And therefore, what in essence is the Gemara answering? Let's go back to the Gemara again. The Gemara is Kasha. Go back to the Gemara. The Gemara says, Amar Papa.
Yeah.
Go back. That's the answer. Look at the good. How is it? Let's go back one line again. Ulebe Shammai. The Gemara Kash. Ulebe Shammai. How can you compare the case? You want to tell me the reason why Hegdish Torah is called Hegdish is because it's going to be like the Makar comes from Tamura. Frech the Gemara, really, it's not like Tamura. Ulebe Shammai, my ilu amarizatachazel lechatzi hayoim. You made a tanai in the middle of the day. Mehavia Tamura, mehi shaita adamoti chatzi hayoim. Who da havia Tamura? Hachi nami. Just like if a person by Tamura would say, I want my Tamura to be chal in the middle of the day, we only chal in the middle of the day. So here, when a person says, whichever animal comes out first, you're not making the Tamura immediately. In other words, the way we explained, the only time we find a principle of Hegdish Betos having Hegdish by Tamura is when it's immediate. But when there is a time delay, we don't have a Makar by Tamura that there's Hegdish Betos. The case of Hegdish Betos is you immediately make a mistake. There's no case by Tamura of time delay. The case of our Mishnah is time delay. You made a statement. The statement is, I have a pen of animals, the door is open, at some time during the day my animals are going to get bored and they're going to walk out. They're going to go for a spazier. The first one that's black that comes out, the first black, comma, first that comes out is going to be Hegdish. You have no, and then guess what happens? It's not black, it's white. There is no equivalent to that by Tamura, because Tamura is immediate. If in Enoch and Am, if you would construct a case of delay, of time delay by Tamura, then there would be no such case of toss. Whatever would.
If you had a case of Tamura exactly the same way as that.
It would not. In a chanami, it would not. There's no mistake. Then if you by tamura, the animal would not be tamura. It would not be tamura. There's no makar. There's no pasuk for that. The pasuk by tamura is only when the mistake is done immediately. There's no pasuk. The Gemara is very.
It says the first animal that comes out of my house should be hektish the same way.
It would be the same shayla. It would be the same suffix. it would be the same. If a person would say, I want to make a tumu, the black, comma, first, right, that comes out of my pen, right, should be tumura. Yeah. It's exactly the same dilemma we have in our Gemara. That case of tumura is the same suffix. The only revelation of hegdish b'tos havi hegdish by tumura is we're now, on this moment. Hare zu tachazu, zu tumura zu, and you're expecting the animal to be a black animal, and lo and behold, it's a white animal. It's immediate. When it's immediate, then hegdish b'tos havi hegdish. But if it's not immediate, it's not. So let's see. Ella.
Excuse me, a quick for my yeshiva in Eretz.
We're learning now. After we finish, It doesn't work. Ella Adamati Chatzayim, who have it tomorrow? Hochinami, Luchi Megalia Milsa. So therefore, you have no raya. It's not equivalent. So now, what is Rav Papa coming to do? Now, this is a very big dilemma. Is Rav Papa coming to reject the Makar of Tumura? L'chorius. Now, the problem though is he does not say Elo Omer Rav Papa. This is the big dilemma. Ordinarily, when you come to reject a previous Yesoid in the encyclopedia of Talmudic nuance and language, if you're coming to reject what you said until now, we should say the word Elo. L'choira, Rav Papa is coming now at this moment to say the makor of Hegdish B'tos L'chavi Hegdish is not related to Tumura. It's not related to Tumura. It's a Svara. And if it's a Svara, then Rav Papa should introduce his words with Elo Omer Rav Papa. And say, L'kach Nemer Rishon, the Lamdus is, whichever one comes out first. But Rav Papa did not say the word Elo, which seems to indicate that Rav Papa is still accepting that the Makor comes from Tumura. It's just we're gonna nuance it a little bit differently. Now, unfortunately, Rashi over here is not saying very much. Let's go look at Rashi. Rashi in the first Lashon is really not really helping us very much. So let's look at the Lishna Achrina of Rashi. You jump down towards further down. It's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. 8 lines before it gets wide. We go to the Lishna Achrina. L'may depris, b'mas nisan, d'b'sham, d'lov n'avi hegdish. Oh! So now let's try to work with the other mahalach in Tosfos. Rashi's second mahalach is equivalent to Tosfos's first mahalach. What is the mistake? Black and white. Beis Shammai holds the first animal that came out was, which animal was the white? The white animal is Hegdish.
Yeah.
Oh, so now, so we have the same exact kash. Lishna Achrina. Let's see a Rashi. L'may the preachers, the Muslim, the Beis Shammai, love and have a Hegdish. Yalfi mila Hegdish. Tchilas Hegdish. Kid mochis l'inish midi v'kdusha misof Hegdish. Tahaynu t'mura. Shibob mikoyach Hegdish acher.
What does achoyse mean?
Achoyse means it should be chal to establish for the very first time. So far, it's exactly the same. Now here comes the good part. Ulu beshama. Here comes the good part. How he explains. 3 lines after it gets white. Frek the Gemara. Right now, so far so good. Right, we're doing the Gemara now. So far so good. According to this mahalach, it's hegdish betos lusi beshama is the white animal. The white animal is going to be hegdish. Frek the Gemara, and how do you know this? We learn that from Tumura. Really? Ulu beshamai, amai haveshar lavan, haveshavam shiyotze achshav hegdish, shor shachar shiyotze achshav hegdish, midamar shor shachar shiyotze rishon lahavi hegdish, lichshe yetze rishon lishor shvarim, shachorim shiyetzu achrav minarefes. Why? Nachman bide Amar Shor Shachar, Sheyetze Rishon Lahave Hegdish, Lich Sheyetze Rishon Lishor Shvarm, Sheyetzu Achadam Menarefes from the corral. Midi the Haviatmura, Il Gabitmura Maharaze Tachazetmura, Lachate Yami, Hamiavitmura, Mehishaita the Kabah, El Lav. Have it more at the Mati Palga the Yamadam or Hakinami Loyalimils add enough for Shakamikami Anakshwam and Rush. Well, Hadi goes look out. It's murder. It's much, much better now. It's Gvaldik. He's saying over here is Enochanami. We're going to learn from Tamura. Hegdish, Betos, Havi Hegdish. But if you're going to hold Hegdish, Betos, Havi Hegdish, it should not be the white animal, the white animal that's Hegdish. It should be the first black animal. In other words, you need Hegdish because having Hegdish either or. Why are you settling for the white? It should be the first of the black. Right.
Oh yeah,
I get it. Okay. I'm